This is program number LW2604. Believe it or not, Betty June Pelletier has been awarded $1.5 million in damages for being treated as a slave for 13 years. Hi, this is Larry West. Let me tell you about it. Michigan Circuit Court Judge William Beer says that Betty June Pelletier, a retarded person, has been treated worse than an animal by a doctor and his wife using her to perform housework 7 days a week, 12 hours a day. You see, Miss Pelletier, now past 50, had been released from a mental hospital and was placed under the care of Dr. Alvin Finch and his wife, Kathleen. During the 13 years, the Finches paid Miss Pelletier just $1,630, but they forced her to sign even that money back over to them. And in the course of the trial, Miss Pelletier testified that the Finches beat and choked her and forced her to sleep in an unheated garage during freezing winters. She testified that when she complained about their treatment, the couple punished her by making her pose for photographs with a chicken tied to her head. Judge William Beer has awarded Miss Pelletier $1 million for false imprisonment, $500,000 for assault, and $55,000 as salary for 13 years of work. In Brooklyn, New York, a jury has convicted James Byrd, they call him Squeaky, of first-degree assault after they heard testimony from former prostitute Tina Young, 19 years old, who said that Squeaky was her employer. She testified that he punished her for talking with another pimp at a party. She said he scalded her with boiling water, knocked her unconscious with a beer bottle, and then ran a steam iron along her back and legs. Those two incidents are just a drop in the bucket, I'm afraid, of the number of people abused around us. Did you know that child abuse and parent abuse are running rampant? It's not the rule, though. Don't get the wrong idea. There are many, many more of us who are concerned about the welfare of our neighbors, of our children, of our parents, and that's a relief. But it is staggering that there are people who purposefully abuse others. Before you get upset at those who reach out and strike another in purposeful assault, think about this. It's just as wrong not to care. It's just as wrong to be apathetic. It's just as wrong to turn your back on someone in need of help and to just walk away. At the height of the 1979 gasoline shortage, the wife of an Amoco gas station owner in Freemansburg, Pennsylvania, was at her husband's station one day and accidentally found herself between two cars in a long line waiting to gas up, and she was crushed between two bumpers. Her husband, the owner of the station, Roland Amslin, and the driver of the car that had hit her rushed to her aid. Meanwhile, dozens of drivers continued to fill their tanks with Roland's gasoline, paying no attention to the accident. And only one person, now get this, only one person who pumped gas into his car bothered to pay Mr. Amslin while he was ministering to his injured wife. Which is worse, to purposefully reach out and strike somebody, or to see someone in trouble and to not only refuse to care, but to even take advantage of him? Which is worse? Now, sure, I know these stories I've told you today are incidents most of us just don't happen upon, but I want to tell them to you just to drive home a point. There are people all around us who need us. People we know, sure, but people we don't know, too. There's more to living than just eating and breathing and sleeping. We've got to care. We've got to care for each other. We've got to be in the people business. And it's time, it's past time, that we stop using people to get things. It's time we use things to serve people. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. We care for people. I'm convinced the motivation behind caring really is Jesus Christ. He didn't have to come, you know. He wanted to. For God so loved the world that he gave himself to people. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.